The Joel Hanrahan rumors are everywhere. How close are the Pirates to dealing him?
I'm not sure that they're close to dealing him. I'm sure the Dodgers and other teams are interested, but I've seen it connected to players that just didn't make sense for me. I mean, to me, Joel Hanrahan's one of the best closers in the game, and you better get something good back for him. So I'm not sure that it's close.
Are the Pirates making a mistake if they don't pay him the $7 million and look to dump his salary somewhere?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it looks like the $7 million is going to be what Joel Hanrahan is going to make this year, and that's why, since they paid Grilly all the money that they did, that Hanrahan's going to be expendable, and then now all of a sudden you're weakening your bullpen. Is that a mistake?
I would keep him. I would keep. You have a great closer like that, and if the price is somewhere in that range, that's a good deal. Brandon Lee got about $7 million a year. Jonathan Broxton about $7 million. Hanrahan is a better pitcher than them. I wouldn't dump him just because you re-signed Grilly. It's nice that they have a good bullpen. There's nothing wrong with having a very good bullpen and having two guys who can close. I hope that $7 million isn't too much for the Pirates on Hanrahan, because he's definitely worth it.
With his pending free agency after the next season, would that be something that may prompt them, though, whoever, to try to get something in return before he's gone?
Possibly. When this guy has a year to go, Chu with the Indians, we've got Dickey with the Mets. One guy can be a free agent in a year, particularly if it's a team that's not a contender, they may do that. But I think the Pittsburgh, more so than Cleveland, has aspirations to make some noise this year. They certainly need to have a winning record first, but I think that's important to them as well. But to me, to weaken their team over $7 million, that doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but, I don't have their books in front of me.
Neither do we.
we probably should have those.
We've been asking, but so far nothing. But, you definitely sound like one of those guys, the sabermetrics guys that talk about how they don't value a closer. It sounds like you're definitely a guy that follows the game that does value a closer.
No question about it. I think if you've lived in New York for the past 15 years, you'd value the closer. To have a guy like Mariano Rivera, he may have been the most valuable. He may have, he didn't win any most valuable player awards in those 15 years, but over the last 15 years, he may be the most valuable player. It's just an incredible advantage to know that your game, 90% plus, is going to be in the bag if you have a lead going into the ninth inning. I think that is huge. It's a huge psychological advantage. I think, sabermetrics is important and definitely has a place, but I don't think they consider the psychological advantage to the other players on the team to know that once they have a lead, they're going to win.
Talking to Pirates offseason with John Heyman on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The Grilly deal now done, 2 years, $6.75 million. In your opinion, was that a good signing for Pittsburgh?
Very good. I think he had an excellent year last year. He's a very good pitcher. I might challenge his ability to pick an agent. I find that odd that Gary Sheffield, who really has no experience other than negotiating his own contract, is his agent. it was just an odd situation. I think if he had a more experienced agent, he might have gotten more money. But, I can't blame a guy for going back to where he's comfortable. I think that he felt that Clint Hurdle treated him very well. They didn't, they didn't abuse him. They were fair in the terms of the appearances, and I think that's. I do think that's a positive about it. But I mean, the whole Sheffield thing was quite a circus at the winter meetings. With we're going to have a deal in a couple minutes. To it's 10 a.m. Thursday. The guy was it's a clown. So. I can't imagine he's going to get any other clients after this performance.